Reports, Georgia black vote begins to slip away from Joe Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on March 11, 2024. The black vote in Georgia is slipping away from President Joe Biden. The establishment media warned Monday, underscoring concerns among Democrats that former President Donald Trump has a strong chance to win the Peach State. The black vote plays an outsized role in Georgia compared to many states. Georgia, a swing state Biden won in 2022 by half a point, has the second largest black population in the United States. 33% of 2020 presidential election voters in Georgia were black, U.S. Census data shows. Many black voters soured on Biden due to the inflated cost of living and a lack of prioritizing inner-city concerns, such as illegal migration and a lack of school choice, according to Reuters. So may black voters now feel disillusioned by a surge in the cost of living and racial justice priorities they feel Biden's Democrats have yet to deliver on as promised, polls and interviews show, Reuters reported. Nearly a dozen voters, rights advocates and civil rights leaders interviewed by Reuters said Biden's campaign has a messaging disconnect on the ground in black communities across the nation, including Georgia, where 33% of the population is black. Just 78% of black voters said they would vote for Biden in 2024, a recent Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll found, which is down from the usual 90% support black voters give Democrats in Georgia. 12% of black voters said they would support Trump in November. Democrats are frustrated with Biden's diminished momentum in the state, voters told the establishment media. It's frustrating as a Georgian because we put so much into Georgia, former chair of the Cobb County Democrat Party Eric Allen told The Times. But I understand, because if you think about the 2020 election, the momentum that Biden was able to tap into here was also because of the energy in the statewide races. You need that extra energy statewide in order to really make a play. And Georgia doesn't have that this cycle, he added. Biden and his allies spent $24 million on advertising in Georgia during the 2024 cycle, The New York Times reported Monday, yet the investment might not produce results due to grassroots energy problems. I feel like these past 4 years, a lot hasn't changed, 26-year-old William Trice told NPR. If anything, for me, it has kind of gotten worse. Not to say that that's all Biden's fault, but I'm not sure how much of a change Biden really has made for me and my family and people like me. I have a grandfather that is around the same age, Trice continued. I love my grandpa, but I couldn't imagine him having the weight of the whole country on his shoulders. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.